NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, this is Polly Hill talking about my sophomore EP that just dropped, Posthumorous. This is a self-produced EP with some additional and co-production from Alex Casino and engineered by Ben Lawson, the Benjineer, and I hope you enjoy it and see something in it that might resonate with you.
I love this title because it's so, it's dark but funny.
Yeah.
How did you come up with it and why did you decide to go with Posthumorous?
That's actually a half queen genius sort of move. We were driving together and I mean, for me, for a long time, I kind of am in two minds about, like, the fact that people know me for being, like, quite funny and silly and, like, always on. And that's cool, but also, like, sometimes that's, like, fucking exhausting. And someone like Shaq knows me very personally, and we kind of talk about that stuff. And then somehow we were laughing about how people pronounce posthumously. Is that even... I don't even know if that's how you say it.
It is how you say it, and only I... very recently learned how to say it because I thought it was posthumous.
Yeah. And then we were laughing about that or talking about that, and then I was like, fuck, that feels so fitting because it's like the end of being self-depreciating and the end of like, oh, maybe this music thing is something to actually like care about because I've been relatively lighthearted about it thus far. So, yeah, it kind of was like the death of maybe a side of me, but also like a rebirth kind of thing.
Yeah, because you are more open on this EP and, yeah, you open up a bit more and you are a bit more vulnerable. And, it goes into some of your emotions and thoughts, and I think that's a really great step for you as an artist. To be open, it's very brave.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, it feels super vulnerable, which is, you know, a difficult terrain to enter, but it also felt like, well, if you're going to get those parts of me, like the funny, humoury, smart part, then, like, it's a package deal. Like, you get the broken, sort of shitty, like, vulnerable parts too.
Yeah, totally, because, yeah, as you said before, you always feel like you always have to be on and people know you as funny.
Yeah.
But people don't realise the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, and I think particularly as, like, a bedroom producer, like, you're making those bangers in the same space. You're making those, like, sort of dreadful, like, hyper... emotional stuff, so why separate it? I thought, like, you can have it all.
Yeah, because why not? So now we're talking about the first track. It's called Morse Code. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, it is the last track I made, which is interesting, because the last track felt like the intro, kind of. I guess that maybe happens because you know your sound more or you know what you're offering now. And that one is definitely, like... about my community, my friends, my best friends, and kind of like for years them gassing me up and pushing me to like do stuff and being like, how will I ever repay them for seeing me in a way that maybe like I'd never felt seen throughout life? And then, yeah, I guess that one just came, and it's called Morse Code because it's about like communication and a message, but also those like some of those ways I chopped the samples felt very like beep 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 beep, you know, like Morse code.
Real talk. I'm not a joke, I'm not a joke, let's get it straight. Despite the shame that I'll carry like my body weight, hold the pain that I feel like a body ache. Time is of the essence, so it's best this message not in vain. And I admit it, now we not the same. A noisy mind never knows solace, but it's all okay. Watching all these layers start to fall away, replacing with a new appreciation, not just for the day. And I feel it in my guts now, pessimist since birth, but I'm filling up my cup now. Yeah, I guess we on the up this baggage ain't no time for a calm down. Didn't ask to be born, didn't ask to perform. Never saw my soul, I try to fit norms. Fought storms of surmountable pressure. So when I spit now, it's the news, not the weather. Cause I was on my final round, battling the bosses. Never clocked a win, overshadowed by the losses. And for these blessings, I just never felt deserving. Greatest lesson of my life was the lesson of unlearning. We products of environment, so when it feels harmonious, I'm skeptical of buying it. Could say I'm too much, and I suppose I am. Got all the fans I need, though, and I put that on my chosen fam. The ones who held the space for me, and if they had to call me out, they always did it gracefully. Couldn't say it, but I felt it. What would I be without the ones who gassed me up like Caltex? Picked up the phone, gave me a home, and damn near bought me every piece of the scare I own. A love story for the ages, turning minors to majors. They looked at the pages and pushed me on to the stages. So I keep on pushing out, power to the spirit. Had to give my all so that I could know my limits. Had to start again so I could claim that I was living a life with no regrets for everything that I've given. And it could only be destiny. The ones I love the most always bringing out the best in me. So if you're a reflection of who I am, then understand the ultimate redemption. And if that sounds corny, I don't even give a fuck.
I know.
The people that form me, I can't believe my luck. Yours faithfully.
Oh yeah, so Sweepstake, the second track, is maybe my favourite track I've ever made to date. I'm sure that'll change. But the beat was made between lockdowns and also a little stint in Wellington. And first of all, it sounded really cinematic, and then I discovered this like note repeat function on my beat pad that I produce on, and then that's when that like crazy flip got introduced, and I was bouncing it between Alexa Casino, who was doing some production on like some additional, and like really made that flip massive. And then I was like, who would be a great feature on this? And then Church of Church and AP is one of my favorite MCs in the country and has wild range, and I thought they'll body this, and then they did, and they put their verse on it, and I was like, well, that's been stunning. And it's really just about the chaos of sort of a imploding world.
Been looking out for signs like a tourist. Born again and come with me like a tourist. And if I stitch the rich gift to the poorest, well really I'm just trying to pay my mother's mortgage. That's why I'm doing it, I'm trying not to forget. If the signs ain't getting clearer, then I might just have to forge it. Cause I could make like Miller split the scene. Who will I make like Moses split the sea? Better send out the mood swing. And if you check my mood ring, you will see my sanity. And it's hanging by a shoestring, don't skip me. Holding on to hopes, they feel slippery. But split me down the middle, now I'm 50. 50 about decisions that I made, they feel it iffy. 1 minute in, it's getting kinda risky, but don't skip me. Scale me, lift me or veil me. Rip me or ail me. Grip me, I'm flailing, don't fail me. For God's sakes, don't fail me. The conversations with myself are feeling like a stalemate. I'm kinda hard to find, like the finest gem. Probably won't catch me on my FM. The finest thing since sliced bread to a celiac. Flow bananas though, now watch me peel it back.
Book a ticket to St. Lucia, babe. Enjoy it while you can.
deep fade. Treat my friends like pride, or rather one than cheap fakes. Taking name after name like I keep saying. Don't ever brush a beef under the rug like it's a sweepstake. Heat wave the pause, repeats itself like it's a deep rage. Minus to the violence, eat the flesh and feel a sweet taste. A briefcase for anyone that argues that I'm street safe. Lord, they prefer the silence, but we riding, baby, be brave. Need faith, mama praying that her boy don't meet fate. In before the street lights, the street wants your keepsakes. But I ain't scared of man, I'm only fearing God. If you're scared, go to church or the synagogue.
So Pulling Teeth is the third track, and in some way the centre point of the EP, not because I necessarily think it's like the strongest or anything, but I think it's an interesting bridge between like aggressive banger, high energy and vulnerable, but it's still got some edge to it. And I like I basically call that track like a revenge, like a love revenge, like love gone wrong sort of noir, jazzy sort of revenge song. So that's been catchy. And again, I've been sitting on that beat for quite a while. And the song's actually like taken quite a few forms in terms of other artists on it, and has really had like the most transformations. And then we found out about Rouge, who is this MC and producer as well from Brooklyn, New York. Alexa saw them in a Boiler Room set, and we were like, what the fuck? And listened to one of their albums that they have out there called She-Ra, and it's just like an amazing blend of like kind of like club music and hip-hop and so many other layers. And we followed them, they followed Alexa back, and as you do on the internets, you start talking, and we fired them the track, and they put a verse on it, and we were like, this has been the missing piece, and because they're just like, yeah, so, I don't know, otherworldly almost. It feels, it makes it more sophisticated or something. So that was sick, and yeah, so... Yeah, Pulling Teeth is basically about the various sort of failed romances I've had and being both the pursuer and the pursued. I kind of flip between the two.
I was crossing T's and dotting I's, and honestly, I told a lot of lies, because a lot of times I played it cool with my indifference, man. But I've been holding on to hopes like they're a damn resistance band. Persistence can fuck perspective up like first time. Some first world problems when rejection is the worst crime. And for my life, you know I'm grateful as a grapefruit, but I'm sour as a lemon when I get a text that ain't you in. We keep it casual, so feelings better not occur unless it's oozing eyes. We never really use our words. I'll play some games too, just so I can get at you. But damn it, can't you see? I'm the greatest catch since 22. More often than not, I'll try to thought block the flashbacks when they penetrate my mind. But how you penetrate my body, and I'm in a state I would gladly sit and wait. Jesus, help me shift the weight. I'm breaking in my fragile state.
What was all that then? What was all that from the get-go? You was never my friend, no, no. What was all that though? Huge shit show that I never asked, even wanted to attend. Seemed like you needed promo for your soul just to make sure you attend. Naive, never been approached by Zen. The way you move actually reminds me that number could bend. Damn, sad story in a fab too. Didn't realize you lost not even on your own thoughts, but I knew that too. Ain't gonna lie, never pray for you, my experiment too. Ooh, you was in denial, I could tell you watched everything I do. Can't communicate clearly, but it's clear when it come to views. How am I to cooperate when I'm real time, you the news? You not even up here, look at my view. Yeah, wow, look at my view. Lust made me overshadow low key, trying to save you. The next day I hit a lick and gave in to the full moon. Day two. And on the flip side, I never want your dick right, both physically and mentally. Won't get ahead like dip dice, so stroke what you want. Believe my ego all alone is big enough as is. And we both don't want no overload. Cologne alone would never mask your stench, your desperation. If I'm sensing that shit on you, I might leave you at the station. You can hop off, but you won't hop on again. That's a train of thought. You were just my high school and I'm not here for playing sports, and nor am I for mystery. So miss me with the Cluedo, dear. I am sick and tired of fucking with these pseudo friends. See, I am peaceful generally. That's why my mother named me Dive. But I will flip like gymnasts if you ever drag my name through mud. Integrity is all we have, so what the fuck you thinking? Show me some respect, and that's Aretha, frankly speaking. You deserve some hard truths. You would need a pot of tea. I don't have the energy. Enjoy your mediocrity. Bye.
So Chili. I almost feel like Chili is a follow-up to Spooky, which I put out like a few months, like maybe 6 months ago as a single. But Chili was like, I bought my new beat pad, so I had the Machine MK2, but I got the MK3, which was quite a game changer for me production-wise. And I was just at home like playing beats live and playing with all the preset sounds. And I never usually use many preset sounds when I produce. I usually just flip samples and chop them, and then we'll like add a bass and drums. But I was just so taken by their preset sounds. They were so cool that they had like already in there. And then it came together very naturally, organically, these like creepy sort of pulsing, ghostly sounds, and then with some hard bass and some drums that slap. And it was during a lockdown, and I think I'd gone a little stir crazy, and I was doing lots of scrolling on the old social medias, as you do, and I was like, poisonous, hate this, but couldn't get off it. And then I think I just got frustrated with that, the amount of like reposting of shit. Like everyone all of a sudden is a PhD and whatever the hot topic of the day is, and I'm like, do you even read like the articles? Do you do your own research? And I just got real, I don't know, I was in one of my like brooding moods, and then social media culture in general, like the who people show up for online but actually probably wouldn't show up for IRL. And it was just, I was just thinking about it and sort of circle jerk clubs that exist in music and most of the arts and the world. And so I wrote Chili, which is my ode to virtue signaling, which I probably do myself actually, but I was on a salty mood that day.
Let's get to the matter at hand. The only thing that matters is
is where you're gonna stand when the shit hit the fan. Do you even know the essence of your being, or your soul, or your spirit, or your presence? Cause I have tried to censor myself for people that have no sense of themselves. Just dispense from their mouth what they read on the package, and yet they never have a thought or a claim worth backing. You see, these geezers think they're cooler than the freezer in the deep south. Believe her when she preaching, they're repeating shit like deep house. These clowns has comedic as a minion, but never had a thought or their own formed opinion. Still, it's cool to be liked, it's cool to recite, it's cool to be the one that can rest and respite after a gesture no more than token of joy. You see, it's cool to be cool till it ain't cool no more. One step forward, lean in a pivot. This is my life, this is how I live it. Take one step forward, 10 step back. Further now, off the beaten track. Like one step forward. Some shit you ain't bout, but you spit without doubt, never fearing it could hurt you. I'm so heavy now from signaling these virtues. It's cool to play games, it's cool to know names, it's cool to serve yourself, but then change how it's framed. It's cool to have a rapport, get your name on the door. See, it's cool to be cool till it ain't cool no more. Still, it's cool to be liked, cool to recite, cool to be the one that can rest and respite after a gesture no more. The token of choice. See, it's cool to be cool. My life, this is how I live it. Take one step forward, 10 step back. Further now, off the beaten track. Then in a pivot, this is my life now. This is how I live it.
And Lovable, the last song on the EP. Easily the most vulnerable song I've ever made in my life, and when I think about it a little bit, I feel uncomfortable. I think that was like maybe the first time I've made a song that was just for me. Like, you know, usually when you write songs, you like have some awareness of for consumption, but that one was like literally my own exercise in healing. And even the frequencies, when I found the samples, the frequencies felt very healing to me. So it felt like the right canvas to sort of just pen. I say a love letter to my like old P, like old Paloma, baby Paloma, child Paloma. So that is kind of where that song came from. And I think it definitely talks to the like putting on a sort of show all the time, or like a brave face, or sort of like the fact that like maybe like according to paperwork or whatever, things are going quite well for me, but there's still you know, I still struggle with my mental health as well all the time. So I think that is like the first time I was like, I want to address that, and I think that was also kind of like a lockdown conceived song, at least the beat anyway. So probably was like the external chaos of the world probably played into that. And originally I sung on it, and I can't sing. Like I have like a okay tone to my voice, but I can't hold a note. But originally I sung like a, I don't even know what you call it, like a little melody hook thing. But then when I was in the studio with Ben Lawson, the engineer, shout out to the engineer who engineered the whole package. I was having a full meltdown trying to like sing and not sound shit. So we just ended up like using my singing as like another instrument almost. Like that's me singing like in between the like sad part and the kind of flip, like the second part, there's like a little melody of me singing. And then, yeah, I like that song because it is kind of sad, but it's quite hopeful because it has that little like outro that's like I know that there's a good chance that maybe people are only like turning their head to me now because of the timing, because of global pandemics, because I might tick a couple boxes on like a lineup that needs more women or something like that, or like more gays or something. Like I'm fully aware of when I'm being used, but that's okay because I'm using you too, is kind of the vibe. And it's kind of like a watch the space type thing. And yeah, it feels like quite a good bookend to Morse code, because the first line in Morse code's like, I'm not a joke, I'm not a joke, let's get it straight, which is the intro, and then Unlovable was the last laugh. I'll get the last laugh in the end, posthumous, so they kind of tie together to make a little package.
Am I too much or not enough? I think I really need to know. We throw a search party for my soul. It's time for it to come on home. And lately I've been on a roll. Without a drop of moss to show. Without a single root to grow. But this pain is muscle memory. Couldn't heal it with some osteo. That's gotta go. Cause I've been holding hopes like that's all I know. Yeah, that's my being. A moment's silence for that and the child that needs freeing. So from the AM to the PM, I'm just trying to be sane like a DM. Weighted by secrets I was supposed to keep from the people that's most close to me. Stay busy, stuck in this head that makes me dizzy. But my scars are finally showing now. Couldn't hide them within Lizzie. So tell me, are you proud of me? Becoming all those things you weren't allowed to be.
Hi, it's Lorna. I'm not here at the moment, so leave me a message and I'll get back.
Or dismay or a riddle. Walls are built like brittle. So now I speak franker than Malcolm in the middle. Powdered nose with a crowded show. Come find me in the marsh pit. They only want a poly hill when they need a box tick. Well, this little light of mine, it shines so luminous. I probably get the last laugh in the end, posthumous.
Record your message.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.